Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, this is your host Kenji. I'm about to bring my boy West Coast in. West Coast, are you in the building?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy West Coast down here on the
West End.
You know, we just turning up right now. We getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Them prices way too high. We need to cut it. You know what I'm saying? So this is how we doing it. Yeah, we need to cut it. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So. Hollering at my man, Kenji. What's going on, Kenji? What's going on out there in the
ATL? What's going on, West, man? I've been out for a week, man. One of my most mentoring people in the world passed last week, and I do apologize to the fans that I went here with my boy West Coast, man. But I want to give a big up to Oliver Mapson Jr. Fought in the Korean War, one of the military people that helped save this country to give you the freedoms that you got, and man. Love on your people, man, while they're alive, man. You never know when they're going to go past you. And I do apologize again for not being here and being with my boy West Coast, you know, all the way from Las Vegas. But yo, we had to send them off right to make sure everything was straight.
Yeah.
I know West Coast
held
it down. I still, you know, did my list and West. I appreciate you, my brother.
Right. No, man. You know, I had your back 100%, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, blessings go out to the McEwen family and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all good, you know, because trust me, man, I didn't have to, you know, make sure that my people was done right and put away right and this and the other, because people don't be thinking at the right time and the right way at the right moment and all
right,
that.
Right.
So we go dedicate this show to him. You know what I'm saying? And everything
Oliver
like
Mabson.
That. You know?
And let me make a correction. Like he's a Mabson. Mabson. We want to give a shout out to all Mabsons. You know what I'm saying? All Mabsons. He's a Mabson. My mama got married and she became a McEwen. But Mabsons, Mabson, all Mabsons out there in the city of Lexington, Kentucky. If you listen to the Blog Talk Radio, man, let's go out to Oliver Mabson, to Roy Mabson, Uncle Bunk. All y'all Mabsons out there, so many of you. Like it's 40 grandchildren, 93 great grandchildren, and six great great, and they still come.
That's a blessing, man.
And
that's
still
a blessing. That's a blessing.
That's a blessing. That's
well,
a blessing,
you know,
my brother.
You know,
that's a blessing.
You know, just to let you know, last week we had, my girl on here, you know, Stud Fame, you know what I'm saying? She was representing the community, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And everything like that. So we was getting into a lot of the controversy in hip-hop, you know, with, you know, now the up and coming gay artists and things like that getting into the game and everything like that. It sounded better than a lot of these mainstream artists and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had a good discussion. You know what I mean? Because two of our artists didn't call in last week. You know what I'm saying? And everything is shame on them. It's shame on them, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna say no names or this, that, and the other, but it's like, yo, when Unsigned Hype reach out to you and ask you, you know, hey, come on and be on the show or something and everything like that. Make sure, all right, when you RSVP, we gonna hold you to that slot, because other than that, you know what I'm saying? We looking to showcase you. It's like we don't run people through here like cattle. You know what I'm saying? Is we ain't see you. I'm in the West, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't no cattle rustler,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and everything. We just ain't branding motherfuckers and running y'all through here. We trying to give you a showcase, a platform, a foundation to start and get your word, be heard, you know what I'm saying? So when we got artists that just don't call or just don't show up or anything like that, you sent me your music, but you didn't call me. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. God bless them. We're going to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? This is another episode. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is another week.
We got somebody on hold that want to talk, I think. They've been on hold for about 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We want to let these folks, you want to let them in right now, West Coast, see what they're talking about?
Yeah, go on ahead, man. Let's see what they're talking about.
Okay, we got somebody from the 615 on hold. We are now on Unsigned Hype Radio. Who are we talking to today?
Target Corey Huffman. This is John
524.
How y'all doing?
Corey, what's up, Corey, man?
Hey, man, I'm in school. God bless me with a $150,000 scholarship to get into school at Martin Methodist University in Pulaski, Tennessee. With my music career, I'm up here learning more about the word and learning more about the in music as well. I'm in the choir up here. I'm entertaining people. I'm doing big things. I got two shows lined up I'm promoting as well. If we can get any artists that want to perform, they can inbox you and inbox me as well, and we'll give the details to them. We got a State Mountain Park in Georgia on October 28th. That's from 7 to 3 o'clock. That's the State Mountain Park. That is October 28th. And then we have one on October 7th. I should have said this first, but we have October 7th in Louisville, Kentucky at U.S. Lounge.
Okay, let's go.
Everybody y'all heard this, so please go support.
Right. Make sure you post that on my timeline, Corey.
Yeah, definitely do that, Corey. Post on both our timelines so we can go ahead and promote that for people out there in the world.
Yeah,
Corey, give it to them one more time. Let them know where they can find you at.
Yes, sir. We're going to be there. I signed with Rotten Apple Entertainment. Signed with them last month, and I'm blessed with them. It's a Rotten Apple Entertainment. Anybody that wants to try to join on or anything, we'd like to look at your music, see what you're working with the artist budget. If you would like to get paid with all your music, my music is distributed on all websites right now, so you can download it on your phone. Mr. John 524, Jesus Loves You and I Love You Too is the album. You can download it in your iPhone, your Google, Droid, you never know. Get that copy and have fun. God's going to bless you for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell them where they can find you at, Corey, and get in touch with you in case they want to get on these tours and do these shows. We do have a gospel audience and gospel rappers that listen to this show. So
yeah.
Tell them where they can find you at.
Yeah.
You can find me on Facebook at Corey Matthew Huffman, Cory, no E like everybody else. Remember that. You can add me on my music page on Facebook as well. It's Mr. John 524. Twitter would be High Cloud Rider. Instagram is High Cloud Rider. You got Snapchat, whatever. My number as well. Anybody that wants to join in, I'm going to go ahead and leak my number. No people really do it, but 615-995-1717.
Okay.
Y'all write that
okay.
down. 615-995-1717.
Okay.
Now,
Corey, what I need you to do is inbox me because we want to make sure that we showcase this and this, that, and the other. This is one thing that I know when I was out there in Oklahoma and I was doing a lot of recording. It was a lot of hip hop gospel rappers, and they wasn't getting the shine and the light that I felt that they deserve in the industry, like the Grits and a couple of other artists that doesn't
really come.
I know about Grits, man, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to make sure that we get Corey and some of his people on and this, that, and the other to share some of their music and everything and their adventures on where they came from to where they are now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so glad that you called in, man. I really appreciate that.
Man, God bless you, and thank you so much for the opportunity to join in. I'd love to join in anytime you have an opportunity day for it. Man, West Coast, you're awesome, man. God bless you, bro.
Man, thank
God
you.
Bless
thank
you,
you
man.
Too,
man. God
like
bless
I,
you
like
again,
said,
man. Y'all make sure y'all support this young man, because like I say,
I
want to give
a
big shout-out first. Yeah, first, West Coast, I want to give a big shout-out to gospel, you know, music industry, because that's
right.
I started that. I'm going to give a shout-out to Bobby Jones Gospel, Kirk Franklin, Bashawn Mitchell. You know, all y'all boys out there that's been doing it, man. I 20 years in the game, man. My cousin, Terry Baker, what's up, boy? Still out there with Kurt 15 years later. You know, my cousin Simeon Baker and Alan Mapson and Thomas J. Harden listening to Louisville. I know y'all listening. What's up, Austin Moore out there with the Blind Boys, Alabama? I know a lot of musicians out there, man. So been in gospel for a lot. So it's good to see somebody that's representing that and really going hard in what they
right.
That's a big
shout. But like I said, we go definitely get with Corey, man, and start giving us a gospel corner, man, and start giving some light and some shine to, you know, to the gospel artists that's out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like the Ty Trippett and you know, people like that, you know, they are making some noise, man, and gospel music ain't what it used to be these days. People listen to their goals. Well, you know, gospel, oh, well, okay, it's all about this. And no. It totally changed up. You know what I'm saying? But God going to accept you any way you come to him. So, you know, so we really appreciate you calling in, Corey. Thank you. It was a blessing.
Yes, sir. It is a blessing as well. I perform in clubs, hip-hop scenes, anywhere the light needs to be shined, and I'll give that light in the darkest area. I'm here for everybody.
All right, then. All right, man. Make sure you get in our inboxes, man, and give us your information so we can definitely expound on this, because I can definitely see us doing a show and everything like that, because it hasn't been done. When is the last show you done heard on any internet radio show that's been done with gospel hip-hop?
Man, there's not too many of them that's going around in the world, and I know you can make it happen with.
Well, Let's make it happen, man. You have my word and everything. So get us that information.
That's 9 zillion all the way. You didn't hear it? Millions or billions? We're going for zillions, and we're going to give it back to the world. Make sure everybody has their gas, everything they need for making sure their survival of life and their trials and tribulations, that they all come together in one body, and they join together in the unity of word of love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's what's up, Corey. We appreciate that, man. Again, man, we appreciate that. Well, I want to send out to Mikey and all the gospel artists. Lecrae is another one out of Houston. I can't think of his name right now, but all the gospel rap, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I used to be with Mikey. He was with Union Records. You can look him up. We was with Big Doggy Records, which is Reggie White, number 92.
Right.
Who had his own labels. Like I said, we did all that back in the day. So we definitely want to give up to the gospel. I always trying to keep it positive. There's so much things out here going on, as we call it, mumble rap. and
right,
people
right.
out here influence you to do things that you don't want to do. There's something out here to say, this is who I am, this is who I want to be. So, Corey, we appreciate you calling in, because we definitely want to give a light. Matter of fact, maybe next week me and West Coast going to talk, and
maybe some of y'all gospel artists, please
send your stuff.
Yeah.
Please email
to
KenjiMcEwen@gmail.com. West Coast, give them where they can email you if they need anything.
If they want to email me, hit me up at TTastyT. I know that's kind of, you know, a little, you know, risque and everything, but TTastyT@gmail.com. I'm gonna make sure I get a different, you know, email everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know,
hey,
Kenji,
hit
up Kenji, you know what I'm saying, and he'll make sure that
KenjiMcEwen@gmail.com. Please hit me up. Send me your music. If you want to be featured on the show, we got you live on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Radio.
Come on here and be a part of the show.
Exactly.
So we definitely want to do it. So anything else that you want to add in the light? Corey, I see you still on the phone. Anything else you want to add to it, or anything else coming up that we need to be involved in or definitely promote out there?
Well, I'm doing an offer as well for these two showcases for any of these artists. I'm offering a free live interview and a free live music video. Nobody does that in the world. And I'm going to do that. And
wow.
I have the Big Boy cameras. I'm going to make sure that you get promoted with a team of over 1,000 people that's going to promote you on every website that you need to. I'm going to make sure that you get your action and your money is well spent worth with me.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You make sure that we get together. And so Unsigned Hype can be a part of this and make this a worldwide thing.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying, and everything, and help you
out there. You know what I'm saying, bump these people, definitely.
Exactly. It's just time to take things to the next level, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. We're going to take a break and pay some bills real quick, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get back, and like I said, Cody, you hit us with that information. We appreciate you calling in. It was definitely
Thank
a
you.
Blessing. For the show,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And right now, I'm going to give it to Kenji, and Kenji, you take us out, man.
All right, y'all. We had a great talk with Corey over here. He definitely gave y'all information. Anybody out there that wants to send us stuff, please send it to KenjiMcEwen@gmail.com. Again, that's KenjiMcEwen@gmail.com. Send your music, no matter your gospel, jazz, what it is. Right now, we want you to pull up on us. We want to give some pull-ups. So Stinger Boy Music Group, West Coast, Unsigned Hype, all you people out there, here we go. We're going to start with some pull-up today, and then we're going to keep this meme moving. See you in about 2 and 2. Thank you.
Can I pull up on her?
Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you want it. Yeah, I know you want to smoke and drink with me. You come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me.
Girl,
you should pull up. You should come and roll with a n***a on the low. You should come and smoke with a n***a on the low. Me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you It's in your GPS. Yeah. We got bottles, we got. We celebrating life. Can't stun, I'm up next. Girl, I'm up. At the crib, you know what it's gonna be. Netflix and chill, let's keep it real. Got drinks on ice, girl, twist up, get out. Girl, you should get to know me, yeah. You should get to know me. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna come to the crib and get drunk with him. Get fucked up with him.
Yo, we putting up on you with the Unhindsight Radio with myself, Kenji McEwen, and my boy West Coast. West Coast, where you at over there?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's going on, Kenji? Kenji out there in the ATL holding it down. You know what I'm saying? We're doing the damn thing, coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, in full motherfucking effect,
yes.
You know what I mean? And everything, you know what I mean? But big shout out to my man, Cody. You know, they just called in, you know what I'm saying, putting us up on that gospel tip, you know what I'm saying, and we are going to sit down and start doing something. Me and Stinger Boy going to try and put something together for our gospel artists, because those are some artists that change their lives and this, that, and the other, and they don't even get recognition for it, you know what I'm saying, just like a lot of these artists, you know what I mean, and everything. So, you know. So just FYI to give y'all up on what's going on local news, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, Cody, he's out there. Cody's out there doing the thing with the gospel out there in Tennessee, so y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Y'all make sure y'all hit up my man Kenji out there in ATL for all you extra actors and everything. If you got, you know, you want to play some extra roles or anything like that, or try and get a starring role, make sure you hit up Kenji, because he's always got he's always got some roles or something like that, that, you know, that he's trying to fill and everything, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all hit him up, you know what I mean? And of course, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm managing artists. I got a couple of artists out there in the Dallas area. Big shout out to my girl, Lavish, you know what I'm saying? Gully Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We about to really get it in, you know what I'm saying? J-Dub, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? TNG and everything, you know what I mean? So, and of course, I'm about to, you know, an unsigned hype is about to hit the road, you know what I'm saying? Next thing, we hoping to be broadcasting live out of Texas starting next month, you know what I'm saying? We getting the unsigned hype
from the big Texas.
You know what I'm saying? We getting the Texas version started, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty soon we're going to be out there in the ATL. We're trying to be out there in the ATL with my man Kenji, you know what I'm saying, during the BET Hip Hop Awards. So, you know, we are doing a lot.
Matter of fact, I just went to it last night, West Coast, man. It's going on this weekend. They filming this weekend. Like, it's going on as we speak. The BET Hip Hop Awards is filming right now. I went last night. Everybody that you want to know is in town this weekend. The next big thing in Atlanta is coming to A3C Festival, which is the first weekend in October. You need to be in the city of Atlanta. If you're hip-hop and you're doing what you're doing, man, last year I met The Alchemist, I met Pete Rock, I met a bunch of people down here last year. You need to come to Atlanta. Like I said, again, the BET Hip Hop Weekend, they have the One Music Fest this weekend in Atlanta also. Everything comes right. Atlanta, man. If you want to make it in this film industry, you definitely want to come to Atlanta. Atlanta is the place to be. It is the new Hollywood. There's always something going on. Finished up Central Intelligence of Stepsisters, Fast and Furious 8, and it keep going.
Right. So I'm about to come out there so I can kick it with my man Kenji and get on some of these movie sets and this, that, and the other. Rub elbows, Unsigned Hype. To the next level, you know, of entertainment, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Y'all just don't know. You have to grow. You have to elevate with this entertainment. You just can't stagnate and everything like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to take a step out on faith, which I'm going to have to be honest with y'all. I've always been afraid of change and stepping out. So this time, I'm about to step out on faith and go out here to Texas, do the damn thing, which is going to lead me to the ATL and much further and much further and much further and everything. Sometimes you can blow the spot so much where you're at to where you start to fade out. So this is the reason why you're not supposed to be seen every place. You're not supposed to be seen everywhere and every place. You know what I'm saying?
That's a whole different.
They don't know nothing about that, Kenji. That's a whole totally different show we're gonna get into. You know what I'm saying?
What's going on
and everything? But right now, man, we're gonna get into the topic this evening, which is the five reasons why every artist needs to have their own website. Okay.
Their own. You mean they .org or they .com?
No. They need to have their own website. Excuse me. I'm sorry. They need to have their own website. Okay. You know what I'm saying and everything.
Okay.
And you know what I mean. So I'm gonna read the first two, and then we're gonna get into our artists that we're featuring today and that we're interviewing today.
Yeah. Brother Pookenstein Masson. He's on hold right now. Pook. What's up? What's up, Lexton? What's up, City of Kentucky? So, yeah, let's get into the first two real quick.
Okay. Well, check this out. These are the first two reasons why artists need to have their own website. Number one, you need to build an email list of followers. Okay? You need to build an email list of followers. Now, come on, artists. Let's really keep this shit 600. You hear this shit all the time. Everybody always tell you to create your email list. Things are being sold these days over the internet. The internet is starting to take over a little bit of everything. They're creating refrigerators now that you can press a button and look inside your refrigerator from a TV screen.
From a TV screen?
Let's step our game from a TV screen. Time to step your game up. So just think if in all of these, and Kenji can attest to this, out of all of the stuff that's going on right now, there is so much free shit for
free
up-and-coming artists to it's pathetic. It's pathetic. There's so many free sites. Free music play sites and this, that, and the other. If you check this out, I'm gonna let y'all in on a little bit on a tidbit because everybody knows that we're the most informative information internet radio show. If you submit your music correctly to Pandora. Okay, to Pandora, they will give you your own music channel. Now,
that sounds like spam to me. That sounds like a check in your mailbox.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
That sounds like a check.
You know what I'm saying? And what we're going to do on Unsigned Hype is I'm going to get the information. I'm going to reveal the person who you can contact to get this done.
Yes.
But you got to listen to Unsigned Hype and everything. Okay, number two, it says you need to have your own online store. You need to be, I tell artists this, and I know, Kenji, you tell artists this all the time. You need to sell product. You got to sell product. That's what these record companies, y'all trying to get signed to these big major labels and shit like that. Major label ain't going to look at y'all because you're not selling product. You're not moving merchandise.
No. Okay. Get your follower game up. Get your follower game up. You know what I'm saying? Use your Facebook, your IGs, your Snapchats, your Twitters. Use it as your business. You are a business.
Okay. Fellas, stop chasing these hoes. Stop chasing these bitches and trying to, you know, with the Snapchat and trying to get the pussy on the Snapchat and all that shit and this, that, and the other, and get you a fan base. Okay? You wonder why you didn't get booked in Philadelphia because you can't even pull five people. The promoter in Philadelphia couldn't even Google you, or let alone ask five people about you, and you're saying you're on YouTube. Come on now, let's wake up and smell the Starbucks, because here we're gonna give you the meat and potatoes of the shit that what the fuck you need to do. Why? Because we learned the hard way.
Make sure don't buy your fans. Make sure that you got organic people. That means that people that actually like what you do. Make sure your stuff is quality. Make sure it's mixed and mastered right. Make sure you're talking about something. You know, don't just put your stuff out there and be haphazard with it. Man, do something with yourself, man. It's your business. Make sure you treat yourself as a business, or people ain't going to respect you. Why would somebody want to invest in you and your stuff is half quality? If you want to compete with the Lil Wayne's and these designers and Migos and Ludacris and all these folks and T.I. and all them out here, make sure your stuff is quality, please.
Okay.
Make sure you're talking about
something.
I want you to send me something to my email.
Now, Kenji, explain this artist we about to bring on.
Pugastai Mapson, my cousin from Lexington, Kentucky, man. I love him to death, man. Him and his brother, Frank Mapson, who writes with Seven Arnulius. If you know Seven Arnulius, we talked to Black Child, our first episode. He is responsible sound for that murdering sound, that Ashanti. You know what I'm saying? That sound of going on.
Right.
My brother is a co-writer with him. Everything that he does with his brother, man. And Lexington, Kentucky is in the building. We got Bryson Miller over here in Louisville. But my boy Pugastai is doing this thing in Lexington, Kentucky. So I definitely, you know, thank him for calling in at the last minute. Thank him for sending me his music. And we definitely want to talk with him. So West Coast, you ready to bring him in?
Yeah, let's bring him in, man.
All right.
Yo, yo.
Hey, Pugastai Mapson.
What's up, Pugastai?
Hey, on hindsight, I have ready one to welcome everybody and let everybody know about Pugastai Mapson in Lexington, Kentucky. Pugastai, let them know who you are.
That's what's up, man. Hey, this is my boy Pugastai, man. I'm out of Lexington, Kentucky, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been grinding in this game for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you some things, you feel me? But what I'm doing right now, I've been waiting in the shadows, you know what I'm saying? Kind of a little bit, man, but right now I'm ready to explode, man, and, you know, put some music out, man. I got a vault full of tracks, records, whatever, man. I mix, produce, write the whole nine, you know what I'm saying, artists, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to bring to the table, man, and just get my name out there, you know, for real, you know what I'm saying? I've been waiting in the shadows, living under my brother a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You get caught up in the shadows, you know how it is, and you got an older brother that do his thing. And he's definitely thing, you know what I'm saying? One of my greatest inspirations. What I know is from him, you feel me? But it's time we get ready to exploit this, you know what I'm saying? We've been waiting in the shadows, like I said, man. And, you know what I'm saying? We trying to take our place now, you feel me?
Okay.
That's what's up. Well, we definitely appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, last minute, you know what I'm saying, bringing your music and coming on the show. So, Poo, I know you've been doing your thing for a lot of years, you know what I'm saying? You're my cousin. And I said, I love you. And just let the people know what you got out right now and where they can find you at.
Right now, what I'm pumping right now, I got my single, Everything Was Everything, man. It's a little simple record, just, you know what I'm saying, a nostalgic type of record, you know what I'm saying, just trying to take it back to the basics, man, because the music right now, you know what I'm saying, it's good and all, but sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, you know, we need to slow it down lightweight, you know what I'm saying. It's featuring my man OG Bowdy, you know what I'm saying, from Paper Chase Records, man, out in San Fran. They doing their thing, man. But this record right here, you can find me at number1music.com on Pugastai, you know what I'm saying, or hit me on Facebook, Pugastai.com, you know what I'm saying. But that's where I'm at, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. West Coast, you got any questions for Brother Pooh over here?
Well, my thing is this, man. You know, gotta explain what your style, where your style comes from. Does it come from the mud? I know you out there in the South.
Definitely,
and
man.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? Kind of give us that type of background. You know what I mean?
Man, for real, I got a crazy sound, man, because, you know, it's rooted in the church first and foremost. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The church. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My family, everybody does something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I had to find my niche in the game, you know. So I got many influences from my man Teddy Riley to going back to Jerkins and definitely Dre, you know what I'm saying, all influenced me, you know what I'm saying, into the sound that I created. And, of course, doing some things with Seven Aurelius, you know what I'm saying, my big brother Frank, a.k.a. Trey Boogie, doing this thing, you know what I'm saying. That's kind of what got me into this whole mode, man. I go deep with it, like, back for years, you know what I'm saying. So I just pull from all of those influences. And try to manipulate my own sound out of it, and that's what you get from this record you're about to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what's up, man. I know y'all have great sound, like us.
Also on this record, this record is 100% me. I'm singing backgrounds. I'm spitting my verses. You know what I'm saying? I got my man OG Bally. He came in and hit me with a feature, but that just explains the talent pool. You know what I'm saying? I'm a write the record. I'm a produce the record. Hell, I perform the record, sing the record. It's whatever I got to do to just get out here. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yo, Kenji, you got that all queued up, man?
I got it queued up, man. It's an exclusive on Unsigned Hype Radio. We got my man Pookenstein Mapson all the way from Lexington, Kentucky. Lexington, stand up, because Lexington got a lot of things coming out of there. So right now, we're going to get into everything with my man Pookenstein Mapson. Here we go.
Pen
and pad, with some drink in my glass, reminisce about old days, I was come to be past. See reflections of my life and the days gone by. See, we move so fast in life, it'll pass you by. Slow down, take a look around you now. Things ain't what they used to be, changes all around you. Can't you hear the whispers? A movement on the rise and it's about to oversee love. And I'm praying that we better days. Wanna turn back the clock to my childhood ways. And see, there's times in life, it'll make you cry, man. See, there's times in life, it'll have you wondering why.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we used to play till dark. Street lights, mom yelling, ran all the way from the park. Play high and go key. First base, gotta taste all it was. Oh, gone off that bitch. One sip, man, swear I couldn't feel my lips. We're hanging out all night, trying to live our life. But some lost their life, trying to earn their stripes, man. I wish I had a time machine, man. We need to go back to the simple things like right now. I'm reflecting in my mind right now. Nostalgic type of feeling, man. I'm gone right now, man. See, there's times in life that'll catch you by surprise, man. There's times in life you'll still be wondering why. Damn. Yes, mama did the best, cause it was rough growing up in Brick City, known as the Projects. West Side, boy, you know. Well, shit was rough, but we still had some fun, yo. West Side. Come on.
If I can turn back the hands of times, I wouldn't do it different, no. Late night in the streets, hanging on a block, strapped up to the enemy. And you know it feel good, cause I graduated from the game, and you know I'm still here. Denim days were so good, denim days were so good, they were so good. And I ain't gonna even lie, coming up in this game, I done did so many things in life.
passions if I can just rewind time to when everything was everything.
Want your head on my pillow. Yeah, Pookie,
yeah,
we love what we just heard right there. Listen, you brought you took me back. You took me back, Pookie.
Yeah, yeah, that's that old school. That's that old school. Yeah, that took me back too.
It took me back.
You know,
made me want to
big shout out to my man Pookie Stein. Big shout out to Pookie Stein for you know, putting that together. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta you gotta really be in a certain state of mind to put that type of song together and deliver it the way you did, man. So tell me what was your concept though? I mean, what made you go, well, okay, I'm looking for this type of track and I'm gonna put this together, and you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I was just laying, and I was in the lab, you know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, trying to catch my vibe and all of that, man. And I put it on the record right there, man, and it did something to me, you know what I'm saying? Coming from, you know, the old school myself, so it's like one of them things where I was like, yeah, I got to have a taste of that. So I just started assembling the record, man. And when I wrote it down, man, it was one of those situations where thinking about friendships gone, came and gone, you know what I'm saying? Loved ones lost, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of them things like that. Just wanted to reach out and just reminisce and relive that one more time. You know what I'm saying? So I put that record together right there.
Okay.
We definitely feeling that pool. We definitely feeling that pool. And like I say, it took me back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Give me that two step. And we definitely do
Thanks,
that.
Man.
You know, Lexington, the whole state of Kentucky, people just slip
right.
on. But Lexington, please stand.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Stand up. We got some major hitters, you know what I'm saying, from our own family,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, from the Maston family. Like I say, we come from a family of a lot of everybody doing a lot of things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a
lot of things.
Bashan,
I know one thing with Kenji, we're going to make sure we put this on that next Unsigned Hype mixtape that's coming out real soon.
Yeah, we got that.
I'll be checking it out, you know what I'm saying? It would definitely be out before the first of the year because we've had a lot of submissions, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the King Cheetahs and 5-1s, you know what I'm saying? Still Fangs, you know what I mean? And everything like that. And we just want to let people know that, you know, Unsigned Hype, you know, we take all music, you know what I'm saying? And everything like that because every artist starts out as a starving artist and an unsigned artist, you know what I'm saying? And you have to build a foundation. You have to work towards something and things like that.
Yes.
So this is why we got my man Pookie Stein on here, because he's been working towards something and everything like that. And I also noticed that he has the same last name as Kenji's grandfather, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and everything
right.
like that. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So shout out on that. You know what I'm saying? So whatever I can do for you, bro, we got your back. You know what I'm saying? You know
we
that.
Got your back.
You know that.
Thank y'all for having me on here, man, for real.
Man, I thank you for reaching out to us at the last minute. Like I said, we didn't have anybody. I said, man, let me call my fam. Make sure you're on them. Give you some love, man. Like anything you got coming up, man, you know, you already know I got your back. You know what I'm saying? And to everybody in Kentucky, you know what I'm saying, that's doing something, man, here's your family. Here's, you know what I'm saying, some people that you can depend on. My boy West Coast on in Las Vegas, You know what I'm saying? We got the unsung hype. We ain't about that political stuff. We about making sure that the music is heard. And you got some good
That's
music,
up,
man. Thank you for blessing the music and coming on
there.
And giving us your interview, man. Appreciate it. So, again, we want to let them know where they can find you on YouTube, IG, whatever it is that you got out there. Let these people know where they can get this music.
Like I said, man, you can get that Last Breath. I got the Last Breath single out, man. You can cop that off of iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying? Go out and check that out. Put that in your playlist because it's definitely banging too. You know what I'm saying? You could also get me at Pookenstein at Number One Music. You know what I'm saying? Stream everything, share and like it. You know what I'm saying? And also hit me up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Pookenstein, man. I'm on Facebook. I'm reachable. You feel me? I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Just come get at me if you need records, whatever, man. I got you. Your boy's right here. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
We got to show him.
There it is, man.
Well, it's more than basketball and horse. You know what I'm saying? So it's more than basketball.
Yes. We want to give a big shout out to my boy that's out there, UT Martin. That's playing basketball. We want all your people that's doing out there. Nehemiah out there is playing basketball out there. UT Martin, he's going to be doing some big thing this year. The Mapson family, man. Again, Oliver Mapson spun everything that we do. You know what I'm saying? He's a big inspiration. Of course, we laid him to rest.
Definitely,
he lived a great life. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to give a shout out to the whole Mapson family in the city of Lexington. Everybody that's been lost. You know what I'm saying? Ain't Mamie, what's up? Ain't Mamie, I know you're not listening. But we want to give a big shout out to you out there in Lexington, Kentucky, and what we're doing. So you know what it is. You know we fam all day and everything. Pooh, we want to thank you again for coming on and blessing us with this music. We're definitely gonna put you in that rotation. So unhindsight,
appreciate
area,
it,
anything you got going on, you tell your brother Frank. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing what we're doing.
He's coming though.
I know
he
went.
Hey.
Yeah, I know he's coming. Like
he's
coming. We want the exclusive. We want the exclusive. We want the radio
going
exclusive.
Down. Hey, y'all,
we want
y'all
the, you know,
it first,
it's going
man.
Down.
Yeah.
We want them spins. We want to give them everything they need. We want to thank you, first of all, for coming on there. Is there anything else you want to say before you go, sir?
Hey, just look out for your boy. Support your local artists, man. Support independent music, man. Get it out there because there's a lot of music out here that ain't getting heard, man, because the market is kind of crazy and oversaturated. But get out here and dig for this music. It's out here, y'all. Hip-hop ain't dead. Neither is R&B. Just get out here and support.
It's out here. Yes. It's out here. Anything you want to say, West Coast, before we go into this next song?
No man. Let's go into this next song. Let's go into that King Jeter, man. You know that King Jeter slaps. You
King
know what I'm
Jeter?
Saying? Yeah, let's go into that King Jeter.
I was gonna go into some designer. He said
and,
King Jeter.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, Pookenstein, we gonna be out. I'm gonna be outside hype. Gonna be out that way, man. We gonna link up, man. We gonna do this right. We gonna do the live interview and everything. The Skype, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying, man? Keep your head up, man. God bless.
Good looking, man. Thanks for having
definitely
me on.
Definitely that, man.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Switches to me in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the lips in the van. Legacy, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family. Wait and see, panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga bullet your bandit. Boogie killers on the scammers. I got broads in Atlanta. Switches to me in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the list in the van. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. This nigga bullet your bandit. Boogie killers on the stand.
Hey! panda, 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 panda. I get broads in Atlanta, trip to Dublina, shit, sip a Fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside you, shit, let it sign up. Over to Lattie, shit, they be asking rent, I know we clap, shit. I be pulling up, up in the finest, shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried this shit. Black assist, Fanta, why is it killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From dealers, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. Only a stanza bigger than the pound, they go out for Grammy, but pull it, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip. I got bitches pull up in the giddy. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull up in the inner, baby. CCDD pull up in the killer, baby. Cola Phillips pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spinning. The Bobby can spin it. Chop the dawn, doing business. In the break, fucking up shit. She doing the penny. I begin to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split.
Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta, switch to me in the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bundles. Legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family, way and see, panda. Package for Danny, selling ball. Candy, lean on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. This nigga pull up your panty. Hookah killers on the stamina. I got broads in the line. Switch to the in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family. Why is he look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hand. Legacy, family. Why is he panda? Package swole, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Lean on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. This nigga pull up your panty. Hookah killers on the stamina.
Panda, 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 panda,
panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda,
panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda, panda. Big shout out to my man Puka Stein that was just on.
Puka,
you know,
Stein, Maps, and Lexington, Kentucky, stand up.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, man. We finding all this unsigned talent, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? But check this out. Before the show, before we get out of here, the show is almost over. Let's get into these last three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
reasons why every artist.
That's what we need to get into.
Yeah.
Go with number three.
Number three
West Coast.
Right, the last three reasons why every artist should needs their own website. Okay, number three, your website is your online press kit. You know, a lot of y'all forget about press kits. It says your website is your online press kit. Okay.
Oh, okay.
A lot of y'all forget about press kits and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Press kits. It's very important when you're in the music industry. You need any and everything that's going to explain about you, your entity, who you are, who you be, where you come from, what you do, what you rap about. It's what they taught you back in middle school. Who, what, when, where, and why.
Wow.
Simple as that. Okay?
Example.
So it says history always repeats itself. Who, what, and where, and why. Okay. Number four. All right. Okay. It says you need overall credibility. Now, when they say overall credibility, that means you need some people that can heard your shit. You know
what I'm saying?
Some A&Rs. You know, stop bombarding everybody and all your friends list on Facebook. Don't nobody want to hear your shit like that. They ain't checking for you like that. Hit somebody that's going to give you constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Which would be a radio station, an unsigned hype radio station. And that's one thing I want to do about. Y'all get ready for the unsigned hype Facebook webpage. It's coming real soon, and that way y'all can post your comments and post your music and this, that, and the other, and everything like that. We about to kick this up to the next level, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
The next level, because
you know what I'm saying? You can create a living right out of your home living room, write it off as a tax write-off, as your home business. But we ain't even going to get that deep. We ain't going to get that deep, okay? So
we ain't going to get that deep. We ain't getting deep right now.
We ain't going to get that deep right now. So you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we ain't going to get that deep.
You know, a lot of people sleep on West Coast and this, that, and the other, but they wonder why West Coast don't sweat and don't, you know, and don't be sweating the technique. You know what I'm saying? And if you a hip-hop head, you know what it is not to sweat the technique. So...
Y'all don't know about that. So number five is one
I can't agree with, but then again, with all the technology today, you really don't need it. It says, if you plan on getting signed to a bigger label, you better have a website. Okay, well, if that's the case, if you planning on having your own label, you better have a fucking website. Okay?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
West Coast. If you plan on having your what?
If you plan on having your own label, your own label owner,
that woo-woo,
then you better have you a website.
That's a woo woo. That's a woo woo. Woo 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 woo.
That's automatic. You know what I'm saying? If you're planning on doing business, you better have you NIC number or whatever, which is
you better get your EIN number. You better get
your EIN number.
You better cross your T's and dot your I's and get your business together.
In that way, you can order product. You can get product. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. First of all, you need to have product. You don't have no product.
Make sure it's quality. Don't put no boo boo out here.
You know what I'm saying? So this is why Fat City and Stinger Boy and linked up, because the product that you guys are putting out these days is not quality product. You think you're getting mixed and mastered, and your sound is coming out of one speaker.
You don't even hear it.
Why? Because you've been smoking so much blunts and drinking so much Hennessy till you can't hear shit.
Shout out to Hennessy.
You know what I'm saying? Your engineer been sitting up in his mama house, and she tired of hearing that shit all night, so she telling him to turn that shit down. So now he got to try and mix and master your shit through headphones. Get the fuck out of here. Come on, people. Let's take more pride in our music. Let's take more pride in what we do. Let's take more pride in ourselves, first of all.
Yes. And then don't put no boo-boo music out there. Don't be going and just recording your stuff and think, oh, man, this hot, I'm going to put it out. Make sure your stuff is mixed and mastered. If you want to compete with the Lil Wayne's and, like I say, the T.I.'s and the Jeezy's and people out there, make sure your stuff can compete with them. And make sure you're talking about something. You know, don't put nothing out that's out right now. You got to create your own lane. Who is you and what do you do?
What are you about? That's what Unsigned Hype is about. Unsigned Hype is not putting out some whack stuff. Period, point blank. Make sure you submit to kenzie.com.
Please make sure your stuff is on point. Because
okay.
We're definitely going to give you your time. Trust me,
we will be shutting down for the season finale, and we will be coming back stronger than ever with all the websites where you can submit music. We will be coming back with the reality show in the booth, where you're going to get the interview and the Hot 16, and we're going to let the people judge. You've been watching all of this. This is your shot, and you got your break, and this, that, and the other, and the voice, and all of that. But we're going to do something that's going to mix in the hip-hop artist and the Christian artist. and the orthodox artists and things like that there and everything like that, because music is supposed to be music. I'm going to lay something on y'all before we... how many more minutes we got left in the show, Kenji?
Hey, we got 24 minutes, West Coast.
Okay.
We got 24 minutes.
Okay.
Let's lay it on
real
quick.
I'm gonna lay something on y'all, you know what I'm saying, something a little biblical. You wonder why we got this race, we got this war going on between Christians and Christianity and Islam and this, that, and the other. Satan was a lover of music. This is why he was cast out of heaven, because Satan is a lover of music.
Wow.
Okay. And you wonder why everybody wants to come to you and say the Illuminati and this, that, and the other and everything like that and all of that. You understand? But you understand, when God creates music, it's harmonious. It's togetherness. It's beautiful. It's taking to the ear, not putting down anything, but it's just letting you know. Learn not to straddle the fence. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Nipsey Hussle and everybody else that come along with it. I love that gangster
Crooked
shit.
Crooked Eye. What's up, Crooked Eye?
But, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out, Jazzo, big, you know, Busta Rhymes, all them. You know what I'm saying? Slaughterhouse, all of that. I love all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It comes to the point to where when you pick an artist, as you being that independent label, what artist do you want to represent that independent label? Every artist can't ride through the hood and go, fuck you.
Right.
We may can, but every artist can't.
Every artist can't.
That's what we call, and that's what's going to be on next week's topics, is paying dues. You ain't paid dues in this game. You ain't in this game.
You ain't in this game, man. There's some dues you got to pay, man. And I'm gonna tell you, know what I'm saying, just to elaborate on my boy West Coast is saying, Stinger Boy Music Group, again, West Coast is part of that. You know what I'm saying? He's over on the West Coast doing his thing, and I'm on the East Coast. Well, big shout out to Stinger Boy Music Group. We had a lot of conversations today with a lot of people. We ain't going to reveal it yet, but you know what I'm saying? There's a big label that's looking at what we do. You know what I'm saying? And it took us 8 years to get to where we at. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? When them folks talking about they just signed you on the spot, that means you've been working up to that spot. Now, it may have took you 8 years.
Right.
It may have took you 10 years. It may take you whatever it is. But you
right.
perfected your sound. You got your stuff, you know, mixed and mastered right. You got your T's crossed and your I's dotted. Everything in your business
right.
is the music business. It's about your catalog.
It's
remember, people,
business.
Please
it's
remember that. It doesn't it's happen overnight. Like people say, I signed you on the spot. Well, they signed you on the spot because you've been doing everything to build up to that point. And it may took you, like I say, 8 to 10 years to do that. It may took you 1 year. But if you don't start nothing, you won't have a finish line. Remember, if you fail the plan to fail. You have to have a plan and put your plan together, and it's going to, and if you execute that right, never duplicate what's on this radio right now. Never duplicate
right.
what anybody else is doing. Duplicate what you're going to be doing, because you want to make your own lane. And if you do that, man, you're going to win. You're going to win royally. And unsigned hot radio is definitely going to be that informative radio station that's going to let you know, this is what you got to do. Make sure you got your publishing together. Make sure you got that company that takes care of your mechanical licenses. BMI
right.
and ASCAP don't do that. They take care of your radio spins and your public appearances and stuff like that. Your mechanical license is done by a company. And I'm going to say Nashville has that. Nashville takes care of a bunch of things that you don't even know about. CAS. Their publishing and their mechanical license is based out of Nashville, not New York, not L.A., Nashville. People think Nashville
right.
is just country. Think if you want to.
Right.
Get your BI up. Get your business together. That's your business. You are a business.
Right.
And make sure you take yourself and become that business that you are, your brand that you is. And if you're confident about that, people is going to believe in what your brand is. But please, don't come away.
No,
please
no,
don't
no
come
with you. we ain't gonna fuck with you.
No.
But you know what? We're gonna pay some bills and this and the other. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna pay some bills and we're gonna be right back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? In the show and everything.
We're gonna get some of that King Jeter right now. That get money, get money. Let's go.
It is that hype movement. Yeah.
9-800. Brookfield this bitch, man. Brookfield this bitch, man.
D.E. nigga. Monster.
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 I'm in this bitch like a tampon. D-boy, dance on. Count so much money than you can ever plan on. Yeah, my juice list, check the wrist, couple bands on. We don't fold money, we just wrap the rubber bands on. Hustle, hustle on the block, DE is where I stand on. 9-800 on my arm, I got it brand on. Hoes fall for anything, ain't got no leg to stand on. Ain't Nelly, but it's hot in here, turn them fans on. Stay fresh to death, I'm the West Coast Cameron. And your boy flow tight, man, your boy so right. Money making mention in my arms like a strobe. Like I'm Michael Jack, nigga, when I step the street, glow bright. I ball like eye sockets. Hella bands on me, nigga, and my pocket rocket. Being broke ain't in my plans. The way this jazzer clap, you think I was an Eagles fan.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
I'm getting paid like the president. And it's dark that I'm smoking, it was heaven sent. Get money, it was evident. Cause my dad was a baller in his element. Yeah, you know I had to show and prove. New cars every year, that's how that nigga move. 2 grams in the swishes with that nigga blue. Flip bricks, get rich with the whole crew. Black on black, Euro for the boys in blue. Stash box full of bricks and the revenue. Water whipping in the kitchen, mama never knew. 45 on my waist for that jealous dude. If you flipping bricks, be careful who you sell it to. I'm brand new, fresh out the box. D. Miller Reeboks with the magic socks. Leather band on the Breitling bezel filled with rocks.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
Audemars, my right wrist. My necklace like glitter when the light hit. Candy tank, 28s, that's the right shit. Spend 25, get 48, that's the right flip. My closet cost the price of a white brick. And my swag cost attention like some nice tits. I might get it, she tied it in the vice grip. But if not, I'm turned off like a light switch. My life rich, new eras and some nice kicks. My white bitch, red eye, flying night tricks. The paper boy, yeah, I'm getting paper now. These niggas hate me, cause I'm on my paper route. And I'm doing things you only dream about. So if you ain't talking money, nigga, why you speaking loud? Me and my niggas, we be down for it. Stainless steel rolling with the crown on it.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. 50 tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
Yo, you on Unsigned Hot Radio with my man Kenji and with my boy West Coast over here doing it big. Thank you again for Pukestein Mapson, Lexington, Kentucky. Stand up, Poo. I hope you're still listening. I hope everybody out there in Lexington, Kentucky is listening to us. If you got some music that you want to get played, make sure it's professional and send it to Kenji McEwen at gmail.com. Again, that's Kenji McEwen at gmail.com. and we're going to make sure your stuff get played. We're going to put you on an interview. We want you on, tell everybody that everybody's out there listening. We got a lot of people that's out there from the Philippines to Australia that I see that's out there listening to us right now. And we definitely want to extend anybody that's got some good music, West Coast, let them have it.
Yes, they are. Big shout out to London. Big shout out to Germany. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Argentina. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Dubai. You know what I mean? I mean, we are being heard in all of these countries. You know what I'm saying? That was one thing I forgot to tell you today, you know, Kenji, is that, you know, our capacity is at 100% strong. When you get 100% strong, that means you are broadcasting everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So,
everywhere.
You know, so big shout out to everybody and all these artists. You know what I'm saying? That was my man, King Jeter. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on the Unsigned Hype mixtape to be out there real soon. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to download it. You'll be able to get it. You'll be able to order it. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucking Unsigned Hype mixtape, you know what I'm saying, from Stinger Boy Records, you know what I mean, and Unsigned Hype Radio, you know what I'm saying. So we getting it in. So, you know, you artists, y'all need to make sure submissions and everything like that, make sure your music is good, make sure it's playable, make sure it's in MP3 form, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And make sure that you have a story, you know what I mean. It's about your story. It's about you. You know what I'm saying? It's about what you're about. Say something. Talk about something. Talk about something that's irrelevant instead of something that's always been talked about. We're tired of the same old, same old. Everybody wants to copycat and duplicate and dick ride and this and the other. Here on Unsigned Hype, we're looking for strictly originals. Okay?
Amen. And make sure, like I say, make sure your stuff is mixed and mastered right. It's not about you recording your stuff. Make sure it's on point. Unsigned Hype is here for you. Get your BDS spins up. Get your what's name is. If we like what you is, you're going to be in that rotation. Again, look out for the Unsigned Hype. It's fourth quarter right now. So at the beginning of the year, please make sure for the, you know, look out for the Unsigned Hype mixtape that will be coming out through Stinger Boy Music Group. Please believe that. But Stinger Boy Music Group is a group that is based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And first of all, we like good music. Of course, you know, we have Rome Logan, our flagship artist, that's going out there. But we got West Coast. He's going to be doing his mixtapes through Stinger Boy Music. We're going to be doing different things that we're going to do. We have the radio station. So please, you want to get with Stinger Boy Music Group. Again, that's www.stingerboymusicgroup.com. If you ain't heard about us, you need to hear about us. And that's what we're doing. And we're on Sign Hype Radio. Definitely that.
That's what it is. Yo, Kenji, how much time we got left?
Well, we got about 12 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Do we want to carry them out with two songs and we through for the day, or what you want to do, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on ahead and pull up that. Let's take them out with something else, and then we end them out with Roll Up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Rome Logan. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know he's going to be out here in Las Vegas, Nevada within the next week or so. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get y'all all of that information. Hopefully he'll be on the show next week because he'll be out here, you know what I'm saying? But we'll be out here shooting the videos and doing the walkthroughs and everything like that, the autograph signings and everything. So y'all make sure y'all hit up my man, Rome Logan, you know what I'm saying? Hit him up, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be out here shooting the video.
www.romelogan.com. Please, www.romelogan.com. So what we going to do, West Coast, we going to give my man Pukastein one more shine. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're still listening out there, and you know what I'm saying, you got that radio. So we're gonna start with Everything Was Everything, and then we're gonna end it with Pull Up. We thank everybody that's been out there listening tonight. We will be back from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 9 Central Standard Time, 6 to 8 Mountain Time, and 5 to 7 West Coast Time. Anybody on the West Coast, again, if you West Coast, East Coast, South, anybody wanna send their music Unsigned Hype and get interviewed, please send your music to Kenji. Mickey Ewen, that's KENJIMCEWEN @gmail.com. Please send your music. We want to interview you. We want to put you on. But make sure your stuff is quality. Make sure it's mixed and mastered right. Please talk about something. Please talk about something.
We ain't putting on no whack ass motherfuckers in this and the other.
No, we're not doing
all of that. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody be kind of like, oh, fat man, you know, you know, West Coast, you're a little too raw, but you know what I'm saying? But I'd rather put you here from me than the A&R at Universal that's telling you your shit don't sound right and they not going to fuck with you.
Yes. So again,
you know
we thank everybody for listening to what we do and what it is. Again,
exactly.
We have another week on here. I think this is episode 4, and we're doing big things. So again, we thank everybody. Now we're going to give you some music. We're going to start with Pukastein Mapson, who was our guest tonight. Well, everything was everything,
again,
and we're going to end it with a pull up.
Exactly. But once again, y'all, Unsigned Hype will be coming to you live and direct starting in October from Texas, all right, from San Antonio, Texas, all the way from
San
ATL.
Antonio, I got my boy down. What's up,
you know,
I think you're with them, West Coast.
Man, look here, man. We got San Antonio on lock. We got Houston. We got Dallas. You know what I'm saying? This is the Unsigned Hype tour. You know what I mean? And we're putting the reality show together. In the booth, you know what I'm saying? Every artist get their 5 minutes of fame, and I need you to spit that hot-ass motherfucking 16 in the booth. It ain't going to be no let's do that over, let me start over this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because we going to expose the raw talent. We need this raw talent. Stinger Boy Records is looking for the new raw talent, and damn it, we about to get out here and hit it from coast to coast, from front, back, side to side, and get it popping.
Yeah.
Come on, Kenji, let's go.
Let's go.
Bringing back with some drink in my glass, reminisce about old days, how it's come to be past. See reflections of my life and the days gone by. See, we move so fast in life, it'll pass you by. Slow down, take a look around you now. Things ain't what they used to be, changes all around. A moment on the horizon, it's about to overspill us. And I'm praying there'll be better days. Wanna turn back the clock to my childhood ways. And see, there's times in life, it'll make you cry, man. See, there's times in life, it'll have you wondering why.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we used to play till dark. Street lights, mom yelling, ran all the way from the park. Play high and go key. First base, gotta taste, thought I was. Oh, gone off that bitch. One sip, man. Swear I couldn't feel my lips. We're hanging out all night, trying to live our life. But some lost their life, trying to earn their stripes, man. I wish I had a time machine, man. We need to go back to the simple things like right now. I'm reflecting in my mind right now. Nostalgic type of feeling, man. I'm gone right now, man. See, there's times in life that'll catch you by surprise, man. See, there's times in life you'll still be wondering why. Damn. Yes, mama did the best, cause it was rough growing up in Brick City, known as the Projects. West Side, boy, you know. Well, shit was rough, but we still had some fun, yo. West Side, come on.
About my life when I had no responsibilities. You look in my eyes and you can see the possibilities. And yeah, I know that I done did some wrong, but if I can turn back the hands of times, I wouldn't do it different. No, late night in the streets, hanging on a block, strapped up to the enemy. And you know it feel good, cause I graduated from the game, and you know I'm still here. Denim days are so good. Denim days are so good. They were so good. So many things in life. Some was even good, some was even bad. Summer season, the hood will be bleeding cats. And if I can just rewind time to when everything was ever done.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you wanna, yeah, I know you wanna smoke and drink with me. Come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me.
Come and smoke with a n***a on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some one, two. We about to do some shit you might enjoy. Girl, I'm
Yo, this is Unsigned Hot Radio. We got less than a minute. West Coast, we got less than a minute. Any shout-outs you want to give today?
Yeah, just big shout-out to everybody that's been listening, that's been riding with us, you know what I'm saying? You know, Fat Man got a lot of love for y'all, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to all the artists that's been submitting music, you know, all the serious artists out there, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Thinker Boy Records, you know what I'm saying? Fat
yes.
City Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? V News.
Fat City.
You know what I mean? Full Throttle Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, out of San Diego, you know what I mean? Y'all, we just growing by leaps and bounds and everything like that.
Yes.
But, you know what I'm saying, it's time to move around. I will be out there at the ATL, so start looking for things going on in the ATL with Stinger Boy Records, your boy West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We'll be in the building. We will be doing a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just excited right now, man, you know what I'm saying? And just... you know, just happy to be blessed, and
we got 8 seconds. We want to thank everybody out there. We got 4, 3, and 2, and thank it, Unsigned Hype Radio.
We out.
Okay, now I'm ending.